Hey, welcome back to the Mr. Downey podcast. Or the Downey cast, if you will, or the Mr. podcast. I don't know, whatever I want to call it. Haven't done one of these in a while. I thought it'd be kind of fun to do. Anyone who, I don't know if I have any recurring people coming back to the podcast or whatever. But if you are, hey, what's up? What's going on? How's it been? It's been a while since, I've done one of these before. So, anyways, I want to talk about some things. I think the topic of this podcast is going to just be depression. This episode, at least. Depression is something I've struggled with for a long while. It's been definitely more apparent now than it ever has been. I mean, I've battled with depression for a really long time, and I kind of always just, I guess I've kind of always just kind of pushed it aside. I just act like it wasn't really there, it wasn't really a thing. And I just want to say for anybody who might do the same thing that I've done over the years with having depression, just putting a fake smile on and pushing through and acting like, hey, everything's okay. Nothing's going on with me. I'm just this happy, fun, go lucky guy. It's okay. There are people out there for you. There are people out there to help you. Putting a fake face on and a fake smile and pretending everything's okay is not a good thing to do. I'm sorry if you heard my phone buzz. But that is not a good thing to do whatsoever. You definitely don't want to, you don't want to act like everything's okay. It's okay for things to not be okay. And I know it's hard for people with depression who, you almost have to pretend everything's okay because some people can get annoyed by it. And let me tell you, if people are annoyed that you're depressed or down, then they are not your friends. They are not the people you want to surround your life with. I guess another thing I want to touch on too is being yourself as well. But let's stay on the path of depression. So let's see. I've struggled with depression. I've recently went through a breakup with a girl I love a lot. We were together for 2 years, and breakups hurt. Breakups hurt in general, especially when you spend that much time with somebody, when you live with them for that long. It's a hard thing to do. But what makes this especially hard is we have a kid together. So, I fell into a dark pit for a really long time, and I still don't know if I'm out of that dark pit. I don't know if I feel okay enough to not to do anything. I missed work for a week. I didn't want to get out of bed. I had was going to bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. My whole life just flipped upside down, and it took me a really long time to pull myself out of that dark pit, to pull myself out of that depression. It got so bad to the point where I didn't want to be here anymore, But I have a daughter, so I had to be. So I had to work myself. I had to pull myself up. And there's a lot of times, there's still a lot of times where I fall right back into it. Right as of right now, as I'm making this, I'm kind of still depressed about the whole situation. It's a very recent breakup. I think it's been maybe about a month now since this is podcast is being recorded. It's hard because she wants to be friends, and she claims that she's gonna give me another chance, and all this and that we might get back together, but you can't always count on everything. You have to have contingency plans. You have to have a backup plan. And yes, I want to get back with her. There's nothing in the world that'd make me happier. At the same time, do I want to put myself through that hurt, that struggle again if we do break up? She has a lot that she needs to change. I have a lot that I need to change. But besides the point, let's talk about how I pulled myself out of this depression. I surrounded myself with good friends. My friend group's amazing. My support group is amazing. And I can't say this enough. If any of you are struggling with anything like this and you need support, seek for it. Get some good friends, let them know what you're going through. Maybe your parents can help you out. That's who helped me out through mine. My parents, my coworkers are really amazing. They helped me get out through this. My friends helped me get out through this. If any of you need help, look for it. I don't know how many people listen to my podcast. It said my old one has an average of 70 plays. So if you're someone, I don't know how long you listen to my podcast either, but if you're someone who's struggling with this, who's struggling with depression, and you need someone to talk to, you need someone just to listen, reach out to me. My Twitter is at Mr. Downey 115. Reach out to me. I'll talk with you. I'll listen. I may not know you. You may not know me, but I'll listen to anyone's problems, and I can offer you advice if I have advice to give, or if you want to talk about it on the podcast, we can talk about it on the podcast. But having a support group helps a lot. It goes a long way. And without mine, I probably would not be here right now. I probably would have done something stupid, let's say. I'll just leave it like that. I would have done something probably really stupid. But that's one of the key things to pulling yourself out, is to have a good support group. Surround yourself with happy people, good people that, want to make you happy, want to do things with you. I think when I finally pulled myself out, it was maybe about a week ago when my friend and I went bowling. That was the most fun I've had in a while. I got out of the house and I hung out with somebody that I liked hanging out with. Now, it's easy to slip back into it after that, I'm not saying you can't keep doing that to yourself. You can't keep hanging out with people and this and that. I mean, you can, but you can't at the same time, because you need time to work on yourself as well. You need time to heal yourself. So with that, I mean, I don't know. I started working out. That seemed to help. I don't know. There's probably a lot of people who don't like working out. I'm one of those people. But just working out 10 minutes a day, that really helped. That helped so much. It helped me get through that so much. To where I'm feeling better now. I started eating healthier. I quit pop. I started drinking Mountain Dew, or I started drinking water. I kind of just changed my lifestyle in a way, got into a new routine, and it helped. Now, like I said, there's some days where I slip back into that pit. I kind of just don't want to do anything, and but for the most part, I'm pretty good. I think I'm in a good spot. Now, when her and I hang out, my depression comes back up. Sometimes late at night, my depression comes back up, and I've always had it, but I think it's hitting worse now that her and I are, we broke up. I don't, but there was times when we were together that I just had these little depression spikes and would not want to talk to anybody, not want to do anything, wouldn't eat, none of that. I lost 30 pounds because I wasn't eating. I was just not doing anything. I wasn't drinking. But reach out. Reach out for help. I mean, like I said, I'm here. Whoever this reaches, whoever listens to this, I'm here. You can talk to me. I'll listen. I'll give you advice if you want advice. If you want me to listen, I'll just listen. We can be friends, whatever, So yeah, and I think a big reason of why I was depressed, because I was constantly changing myself. I was being someone that I'm not, and that's what I kind of want to talk about today as well, is don't be afraid to be yourself. It's an okay thing to do that. But so be yourself. Be yourself. That's so with me, I was more of an asshole. I was a dick, I guess you could say. I just wasn't there, right. And I hated myself. I hated myself every day. There's still times where I still hate myself. I still hate the person I am. But I mean, I guess loving yourself is a big thing, but it's a hard thing to do. It really is. Trying to think of where I want to go with this. I'm not trying to preach here, because I failed English class because, or I didn't fail English class. I was never good at English class because when we had to write those long essays, I always kept saying the same thing over and over again and never knew how to move on from it. But yeah, be yourself. Stop being depressed. I don't know. Do things that make you happy in life. I play a lot of games. Ooh, games. Video games. Holy crap. That helped me a lot. That helped me get out of that depression a lot, because, when it got tough. So let's, okay. I wanted, let me give you a little insight here on what really made me. So I've always been depressed. depressed person. But what really made it spike was when her and I broke up, like I said. Well, sometimes even playing video games made me depressed because there's times where I sit in this house and we had our routine. She would be on her computer and I'd be on my PlayStation and I could talk to her and this and that. And my kid, would climb in my lap while I'm playing games. And that first week when I tried playing video games, I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I'd sit here in my chair and I'd boot up the PlayStation. I would just think about all those nights when I had Phoenix and I had her, and it's just it was crazy to think about, and I would get depressed so bad because my house is too quiet. I don't like that. I don't like this. I just, it was hard living with someone for 2 years and they just want to move on, And I wasn't the best boyfriend I could be, and I see that now. But it's a shame when you realize something too late. So, anyone who's going through the same thing I'm going through, a breakup or something like that, I guess, or if you're in a relationship and it's on the ropes, think about what you want to do. Don't lose someone that's important to you. Don't. Because it sucks. I wish I would have pulled my head out of my ass a hell of a lot sooner and seen all the things I was doing wrong. Everything. And I wish I could make it up to her and show her, but she doesn't want to do anything about it. She wants to kind of just move on from this all, and she wants to give me another chance, wants me to show her, but there's no way I can show her unless, I don't know. I don't know. But hang in there. Anyone who's going through what I'm going through, hang in there. It's gonna be okay. You'll make it through. You'll be all right. It's not the end of the world, I have faith that, we'll maybe get back together, and at the same time, I don't know if I want to get back together with her. I don't know if that's what I want in life, I was also unhappy in the relationship for the past 2 years, but that's something we need to work on and talk about. Communication is key in life. But games, yeah, surround yourself with, I mean, play video, if you're a gamer, play video games, do something you like to do, go for a walk, that helped me a lot, go to the park, go do something, enjoy the sun, it's almost summertime, well, I live here in Indiana, so it's like maybe almost summertime, we don't know yet, because it could snow as well, because that's Indiana for you, but get in the sun, enjoy the sunlight, go on car rides, road trips, hang out with friends, you can get over to, some people can get over depression. I wouldn't kill yourself. It's not worth it. I guess whenever I think about doing it, I think about all the people I'm gonna leave behind and hurt by killing myself. So maybe that's something, if you're thinking about doing it, maybe that's something you should think about. All the people that maybe you'll hurt, all the things you'll miss out in the world. I see, but my fear is also, I want to live forever. Because I want to see everything and meet everybody, But so that's another reason that it's not to me. I do a lot of shit that, oh, sorry, I do a lot of shit that I don't do a lot of shit. Like that's dangerous because I don't want to die. I'm scared of death. But yeah, so there's that. Be yourself. If you're battling through depression, reach out to somebody. Get a good support group. And I think that's going to be it for the depression topic, depression side of this. I don't want to record too long of a podcast. Let's see, what else could I talk about? You know what I really hate? I really hate people who say, money doesn't solve, or sorry, money doesn't buy happiness. That is a load of crap. Sorry, I'm yawning again. I play the Hoosier Lottery every day. No, not every day, I shouldn't say every day. I play it every Wednesday and Saturday, but I buy a ticket, every time it's coming up. And I feel like if I had $1 million, I'd be a hell of a lot happier right now. I wouldn't be stressing about bills, stressing about this, stressing about that. I would be Gucci, dog. Gucci. Not to be confused with Coochie. No, but I'd be all right, because I believe money does, in a way, buy happiness. It can definitely buy you all the things you like, give you all the things that you need in a way. So like I say, for example, if I had won the lottery, it's up to $9 million right now. If I won 9 mil after taxes, I'm probably gonna get back four. I'm good. I mean, that's obviously not enough to quit your day job and live life, but I don't need to. I'm not gonna be struggling no more, you know. I'd invest about 2 million of that, put 1 million into savings, live off the dividends off of that. My dividend would be crazy because my savings account has a 2.5 interest rate. So the dividends off that would be, what, 25,000? Somewhere around there? That'd be 2% of 1 million? No. That'd be 2% of 10,000. So what, 200? I don't know. They wouldn't let me put 1 million in a savings account. I know that much. I think the most that you could put in there is like 200,000 or something like that. Anyways. But yeah, I mean, life would just be so much easier. You could travel a lot more. You could do a lot more things if you want to do. And for anybody who doesn't have money right now and is struggling with that, maybe work on it. I don't know if you're working a job right now that doesn't pay enough. Get a better job. Everyone's hiring right now and hiring for lots of money. Maybe you're in debt, and for that, I can't really say much. I mean, or help you out there. Like, okay, so for example, I work a construction job. Where I make, good money a week, but we work 60, 70 hours a week, 7 days a week, and we work from about April all the way to November. That's our busy time. So I work for a part of the year, seasonal worker. And I struggle with money a lot. So I have an $18,000 car loan, credit card debts, all that. I'm probably about $23,000 in debt. Now, my goals this year are to pay off all my credit cards. So all I have is my car loan. It'll be 18 grand in debt. And then save up money. So I have it set up to where I'm gonna save about 10 grand at the end of the at the by the end of the work season. And maybe I'll use that to put on my car. Then I'll only owe about 8 grand. Or I might try to buy a house in the near future. But the house market sucks right now. I heard it's so bad. You can go buy a house for 50 grand right now, for example, and it could be worth 30 in the upcoming year, so you just lost 20 grand in your house. To me, that's crazy. That is batshit crazy. And it'd be nice to pay it. So I know the used car market's up right now. I have a 2019 car. It's used. It'd be nice if I could pay off my car these next couple years while the thing's so high. Sell my car and then buy another car and get financed at a lower rate, because that would be crazy. Yeah, money. God, money would change a lot. It'd change a lot of things, wouldn't it? Like I try doing, so I stream sometimes. I don't really do it for money. I just like to have that audience. Like even with this, I mean, yeah, there might be some ads in here and all that, but really, I do this for just the audience. I want to build a community and kind of, I guess you can say, I kind of want to be famous, but like, I don't really care about the money. The money would help. But I feel like I'd be like a Mr. Beast and give most of it back to the people. But yeah, so I stream every now and then. If you want to hit me up on there, it's Mr. Downey 115 on Twitch. Little plug in my podcast here. So I'm scatterbrained. I don't really have set things I want to talk about. I don't know how to do a podcast just by myself. I want to get my friends on here and do it with them, but I feel like it'd be very awkward to do. Maybe I'll start looking at some things. Anybody who watches this, who's gotten this far in the podcast, I'm gonna set up something to where you can. So, okay, hit me up on Twitter at Mr. Downing115. Let me know you watched the podcast and just kind of give me some things to talk about, I guess. I don't know if there's any like movie fans, Marvel fans, comic fans, all this and that. I'm about to watch the new Spider-Man movie, so we gotta talk about that. Oh, the Batman movie, I could talk about that. So yeah, but it's gonna be kind of weird going from depression and all that to then, uplifting talking about comics. So you know what, that's what I'll do. So this is gonna be, so this next part is gonna be a spoiler warning, okay? And I know we just talked about depression and all this and that. So we're going to go from a really dark topic to a really happy topic. Because, not everyone wants to talk about depression all the time. So yeah, spoiler warning, if you haven't watched The Batman yet, with God, what's that dude's name? I want to say Matt Reeves, but I think he's the one who directed it. Oh, what's his name? Robert Pattinson. If you haven't watched that yet, you probably won't want to watch this. It could be kind of spoiling or not. So just that's it. It's a spoiler warning. It's a heads up. Okay, so let's talk about the Batman. Once again, spoiler warning. Okay, so I'm gonna give you about 10 seconds. So click off from the podcast if you have not yet watched The Batman starring Robert Pattinson and Michael Reeves. If you haven't watched it, I suggest you go watch it. It's an amazing movie. Okay, so let's talk about it. The Batman. What a phenomenal film. I thought it was amazing, and this is coming from I love everything Batman. I read all the comics. I know all the lore. I know almost every villain. Even like the stupid ones like Conman King, the Quilt Master, all this and that, you know. Those are just two. I know Kite Man, that's hilarious. I watched the Harley Quinn show on HBO Max. Peacemaker, that was a really good TV show as well. But let's talk about the Batman. So for me, it almost ranks as high as The Dark Knight. But there's just something about The Dark Knight that I can't get past. I don't know. I don't think any Batman movie is ever going to beat it. I think Heath Ledger did too amazing of a job at it. And yeah, I know that's a lot of Batman fans, they go, oh, you know, Heath Ledger this, Heath Ledger that, he carried the movie. But I think Bale did an amazing Batman. Bale was a phenomenal Batman. Dark Knight Rises was a good one as well with Bane. Bane was a good villain to have in there. I liked how he wasn't like the comic booky one with the venom and all that. He was just kind of a strong, buff dude in a way. I think Tom Hardy, was that who played him? Yeah, Tom Hardy did an amazing job. Batman Begins was a man movie. So I think for me, it goes Batman the Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, and then The Batman with Robert Pattinson. And then Batman Begins and, like, you know, Keaton and Clooney and Kilmer and all that. But anyway, so The Batman. Let's talk about it. That opening scene. Crazy, you know, with the fucking the boot walking steps and this and that. The Joker goons were cool, so I'm thinking. So I know the movie takes place 2 years, from when Batman became Batman. One thing that I thought was kind of cool about it was he's not a high tech Batman in any means. He's very, very low tech. He doesn't really have much going on. 'Cause like, so you remember the scene with the penguin? He was chasing the penguin down with the Batmobile. The camera shows the inside of the Batmobile and all this and that, and it doesn't look high tech. His suit doesn't look very high tech. He's not living in a manor. He's not living in the manor either. He's not living in a mansion. He's living in the CEO building, the Wayne Tower building. So that was kind of cool. It seems like Alfred's kind of like the Lucius Fox in the way there. I thought he was gonna die when he opened the Riddler's letter to Bruce Wayne and it blew up. I thought Alfred was dead, like legit dead. But he pushed through. What would Batman be without Alfred? I liked how dark it was. That was pretty cool. The Riddler killing all the—I mean, just destroying Gotham within the first movie was crazy to me. Crazy. Because, you know, the walls blew up and it flooded, and then you had the people up top who were sniping the people in the auditorium and stuff like that. It's like that was a lot of chaos within that movie, and I think someone said that the Riddler has like the highest body count in all the Batman films when it comes to kills. And to me, that's crazy because what's his name? Heath. I guess he didn't have too many. He had maybe four bodies, I want to say, because what? They didn't blow up the boat of people. He killed somebody for every time. Batman, you know, every day Batman didn't show his face and all this. So yeah, he definitely has the highest kill count, the Riddler. And what an amazing villain. When I heard the Riddler was going to be the villain of the movie, I was like, really? The Riddler? Ugh. But he, oh my God. And at the end there, when Batman's talking to him in the jail cell, he says, Bruce Wayne. He goes, Bruce Wayne. I thought he knew the Batman. I thought he knew Batman's identity. I thought he knew it was Bruce Wayne under there. But he didn't, I guess. From what I read around, I kind of noticed that in the movie as well, is he didn't know it was Bruce Wayne under there. He was saying that he wished he could have got Bruce Wayne. And I don't think that was made very apparent in the movie, because everyone I've talked to who's watched it, they thought, Riddler got him and this and that. Another scene I want to talk about is when that goon is on top of Catwoman and Batman's whooping him, throws him off and injects that stuff in him and kicks the shit out of him, beats the shit out of him. My theory on that scene is, I haven't read anything on it, so I could be right, I could be wrong, could already be out there. I want to say that's the venom, Bane's venom toxin, because you see when he hits it, it almost acts as an adrenaline shot and it boosts his strength in a way, because he almost kills that dude. And I thought that was kind of cool. The Batmobile is probably my favorite part of the movie. That was a really cool thing, really just basic and easy. What I didn't like was the gliding scene. I thought that was kind of eh, because Batman uses his cape to glide, not a glide suit. So I thought that was kind of weird. I know they're trying to take a turn from the comics, but there's so much you can change from the comics, so much, before it gets to be meh. Catwoman was amazing. The Riddler was amazing. Carmine Falcone, cool. I liked how they changed the story on the Waynes. I thought that was kind of cool how the mom was admitted into Arkham. Which I want to say that kind of follows one of the comic book storylines in a way. Because I think I remember reading something about that, about her being in Arkham and being crazy and this and that. So that was cool. I'm glad that we finally got to a point in movies to where, like superhero movies, to where we don't have to show the origin story. Like, we all know how Batman became Batman. His parents were shot in an alleyway, Crime Alley, Mother of Pearl necklace shattered, Jim Gordon, helped Bruce Wayne out, this and that. Same with Spider-Man. We know Spider-Man bit by Radioactive Spider, loses Uncle Ben, this and that, blah blah blah, basic stuff. We know Superman, Krypton blew up, so we don't need origin stories for characters like that. Some characters it is cool to have origin stories for if you don't know too much about them. Like Moon Knight's coming out. I don't really know a lot about Moon Knight, but a lot of people compare him to the Marvel version of Batman. But I would give The Batman definitely a 9 out of 10. I'd watch it again. I want to watch it again. I think it's coming on HBO Max April 19th. So it's definitely going to be one of my movies I tend to watch a lot more. 3 hours long, that kind of got me. There's a lot of twists in there, so it's like you think the movie's almost over. You think the movie's almost over, and then boom, movie's not over. They kind of hinted at the Joker in the next film at the end there when they were in Blackgate or Arkham, because the dude did the laugh and all this and that, and he said he's a friend, and I don't think I'm gonna like the actor who's playing the Joker. And I know everyone's like, oh, you just like Heath Ledger, you like this and that. No, I think Jared Leto was an all right Joker. He did okay. Definitely looks like he's gonna be a better Morbius. But I hate that actor because Eternals, he plays Druid, and I hate his voice. It was so monotone in that film. And just a lot of interviews I watch with him, it's kind of how he talks. Oh, yeah, it's just annoying, and I don't think I'm going to like him. Now, I could be wrong. He could do amazing. Joaquin Phoenix seemed like he was a good Joker. I didn't watch the Joker film. I don't have time to sit down and watch movies, and when I do, I watch one, and that's all the time I have for like a year. So probably gonna watch a new Doctor Strange movie coming out though. That looks amazing, Multiverse of Madness. But yep, Batman was a good one. If you haven't watched it, definitely go out and watch it. Well, if you haven't watched it, then I just spoiled some of it. I mean, the flood scene and all this and that. Try it. There's not really much to spoil about it. Just if I was Batman, I would definitely have been killed because I don't know any riddles. Like when that dude has that bomb strapped to his chest and Batman's telling him the riddles. It's just kind of like, yeah, I would have died. I definitely would have. If I was Batman, I would have got that man killed instantly. And it doesn't make sense of how he can survive an explosion that close up. Yeah. There's like one part in there he doesn't almost survive. The movie could have been shorter, for sure. I didn't think they had to do a lot of the things they had to do. They killed off Falcone in the first. In the first movie, which I thought was weird. I thought they were gonna kill off Alfred, which I thought was weird. I don't know, the Batman franchise does that. I think it's a very weird thing to do, just because of the fact that you have all these. I mean, it's a comic book world. The comic book, he doesn't go around killing all these villains and this and that and just ruining their storyline. Batman doesn't kill. I hope in the next ones though we can see like more techie Batman. Maybe he has more years under his belt. Gotham City is a little more bleh. Maybe we'll see Lucius Fox. That'll be kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, comic book wise, it came close. Came pretty close. The Dark Batman was a pretty good Batman. I hope we don't see a Robin. I'm just not a fan of the Batman and Robin movies at all. They don't do good. They don't do good. And I heard, I don't know if it was a joke or not, but Taylor Lautner said if he were to play someone, he'd want to play Robin. And I think that'd be a funny thing watching. He'd be Nightwing is who he had to play. He's not a kid, so he couldn't play Robin. He'd definitely have to be Nightwing. But yeah, so I thought it was a good movie. And I don't know where to go on from here, so I think I'm gonna end this and wrap this up here. If you enjoyed the podcast, I don't know how this works. Like it, I guess. Share it with your friends. Give me feedback. Let me know what I could do to change and all this and that. If you like the comic portion, then maybe I'll talk about more comics. If you like the depression and self-help, maybe if you guys reach out to me and give me some stories, maybe I can talk about them on the podcast. Maybe bring some people on the podcast to talk about their stories, almost like a radio show in a way. If you want me to bring on some friends, so it's not just me talking all the time, I can. I'm like I said, I'm scatterbrained, so I don't really know what to talk about, what not to talk about. So, yeah. If you had a good day, it's great. If you didn't, that's a personal problem. Till the next podcast, whenever that might be, goodbye.